Walking the streets of downtown San Francisco, it's hard not to notice the homeless. They walk among the wealthy, tourists, and everyday commuters. But to many, they're invisible, simply a part of the landscape. But these people do have names, and many are of college age. On any given night, around 1,400 young men and women, ages 18 to 24, find themselves on the street, according to Point in Time Homeless Count. And for Shahira Hyatt, director of the California Homeless Youth Project, who is homeless herself, the issue is personal.
It means so much to me. I think it's not just like a professional pursuit.
A study by UC Berkeley published earlier this year found that homeless males between the ages of 15 to 24 have a 10 times higher death rate than their peers, and young women, a 16 times higher. Amy Sawyer, regional coordinator for the Interagency Council on Homelessness, says while health and sanitation are major factors, other reasons could be the situations homeless youth find themselves in.
You are in survival mode. You get put in a lot of dangerous situations with a lot of dangerous people.
Hyatt's family lost their home because of eviction, but many homeless youth find themselves on the street for a multitude of reasons, says Brenda Sconzillo of Larkin Street Youth, which serves nearly 2,500 people. She says it's important to increase the visibility of young people on the streets.
People think about adults or they think about homeless families, but not a lot of resources and thought and time are directed toward this group.
Zillow might get her wish. With the coming media blitz of coverage dedicated solely to San Francisco's homeless coming on June 29th, the movement was the brainchild of Audrey Cooper, chief editor of the San Francisco Chronicle, and will include news outlets such as Mother Jones, along with Bay Area television and radio stations. The idea is to flood the San Francisco news market with homelessness coverage, bringing the issue to the forefront. While the New York Times called it advocacy journalism, Cooper takes exception to this charge.
That's not advocacy journalism. That's actual journalism.
There's also not a specific cause of why so many youth find themselves on the street. The media blitz is a welcome development to Hyatt, but she wants to see the fight continue.
No, no, she wants to be a flash in the pan.
Reporting for the Hearst Foundation, I'm Evan Hummel.